You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the actions coming up on Wednesday, the 9th of October. We're going to be at Ludlow for an early meeting. Then we're going to head to Navan and Nottingham in the Jumps Racing. We'll continue at Wincanton. And in the evening we've got Newcastle and Kempton. So it's a long day, a busy day on Racing Radio from 12:05 p.m. Darren Owen, Will Smith and Craig Forsyth will be the team in the studio. So do join them throughout the day. But here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby. Paddy Aspel is with me once again. Hello, Paddy. How are you?
How are you doing, John?
Yeah, good. Good to have you with us on the podcast once again on Racing Radio today as we record this on Tuesday as well. Of course, busy time in terms of the racing that we've had recently, of course, with the ARC over the weekend and the other big racing in this country. And then looking ahead to this weekend, it's a good one with obviously plenty of group racing with Zarowicz. There's lots to look forward to.
Yeah, sure is. I'm not really sure how the forecast is looking, but we've had enough rain up and down the country, probably more north of northern part of the country, but we just wouldn't like to see much more down south regarding Newmarket, because they're currently soft and we're only on Tuesday, so that would worry you ever so slightly. And we've had enough for the time being, so it'll be interesting to see what the forecast holds, because we've got some real crackers both Friday and Saturday.
Well, speaking of Newmarket, we're going to kick off the podcast today by taking a look at the two Group 1s that are coming up this weekend. We did mention this briefly yesterday on the podcast with Tom Morley, but we'll look at these two now with Paddy. Let's start off with the one on Friday, the Fillies Mile, Group 1 over a mile, as the name would suggest. Quadrilateral currently the 9-4 favourite with us here at William Hill, 11-4 for Kay and Pepper. Love is 3-1, 6-1 Powerful Breeze, Final Song 11-1, 12-1 for Alpen Rose and Boomer, and it's bigger prices for the rest. Obviously, this isn't the final field of declarations yet, Paddy. And I was saying earlier on, or yesterday on the podcast to Tom, that even though Quadrilateral, very, very interesting given what you did last time out at Newbury, quite a lot of these fillies, you just feel they could take that step forward and raise their game to get competitive.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, both fillies at the top of the market, John. I mean, Kay and Pepper also, her last win was in Group 2, or Group 3 company, should I say. So this is a big jump for her as well. But the one thing I will say about Kay and Pepper is you're at least guaranteed that she will handle conditions. Whereas Quadrilateral is obviously stepping up to the mile for the first time. But nonetheless, on her page, I really wouldn't worry about the mile at all. It should be no problem. But she is stepping up from a conditions race to straight into a Group 1. But look, connections obviously hold her in very, very high regard. And, I mean, you couldn't help visually but be so impressed by how she won last time, because although winning it on debut, she's 2 from 2, obviously, but, you know, the step up in performances from debut to her last run was just night and day. Very, very impressive. I mean, she's got a bit to do on the ratings with some of these, but nonetheless, she's in very, very good hands. And the fact that someone like Roger Charlton is prepared to put this filly from a conditions race straight into a Group 1 or a third run, it just sort of shows where she is in his estimations.
Yeah, you mentioned that she's got a bit to find on the racing. It's obviously always a bit difficult to tell what's going to happen in terms of the horses that the big battalions are going to be sending. Bally Doyle, Godolphin. Love is the shortest price of the runners from those two operations, Drayden O'Brien. Not 100% sure if she's going to run at this stage, but she was a Group 1 winner last time out. And as you say on rating, she's actually rated £7 ahead of Quadrilateral, for all that she has had a lot more racing.
Exactly. That's the point I was going to make. She's got the experience, and has come across softer conditions in the past. So that is certainly one thing that is going to be in her favour for sure. But obviously, as far as progression goes, maybe the two fillies above her in the market are open to a bit more progress. They are two of three fillies in the lineup who, you know, one of them, or should I say more of them, are going to lose the unbeaten tag here. But maybe progression wise, Love not so much. I think she's earned that mark that she's got, but maybe some of her rivals here with less miles on are just open to more progression. Powerful Breeze, another one of the Hugo Palmer team, who has done very, very well, and you know, is by no means anyway a back number, and round about 6-1 isn't bad value. But I think the market's got about spot on here, because I just think I would be very encouraged by the fact that Roger Charlton is prepared to take this massive leap from Conditions Company straight into Group 1 with this filly. But you say that Newbury performance visually last time was just outstanding.
Well, that's the FedEx Mile on Friday. On Saturday, we've got the Dewhurst Stakes coming up, probably considered by many to be the sort of premier Group 1 for two-year-olds of the season. Over 7 furlongs on the Riding Mile, of course, and Pinatubo, who's been this season's standout at Juvenile, 3-1 on favourite. Wichita has been supplemented for the race, 7-2. Morhotham is 7-1. Arizona 14s with Positive also 14-1. And it's 25-1 and bigger for the rest. Usual health warnings we were discussing, as with the Phillies Mile, in terms of the runners who are going to turn up in the race, but it seems to be all systems go for Pinatubo, who's been very impressive so far this season.
Oh, undoubtedly. He just looks so straightforward. He's just the dream racehorse, isn't he? He does everything right. He settles, he's got pace, he stays. You know, he doesn't mind a battle, but so far they've been struggling to get him into a battle. You know, I mean, the winning distances in the company that he's keeping has just been phenomenal, John. You know, I mean, for a two-year-old, just incredible performances, and it is literally impossible to pick holes in him. I think the handicap ratings here says it all, how far clear this boy is ahead. And I think, look, if he stands up on his 4 feet in the Dewhurst, you just can't look past him. But obviously, look, his price reflects that. But he's earned that price, to be that price in such a strong Group 1. He looks phenomenal for me.
Pinatubo looks a very solid option then in the Dewhurst Stakes. Be interesting to see what he can go on. And you don't want to look too far ahead, I suppose, but already people have been talking about the Guineas and further Group 1 success potentially next year. You've always got the questions over whether these horses are going to train on or not, but he certainly looks capable of stepping up and being the leading three-year-old next season.
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to have that question mark, aren't you? Especially because, you know, sometimes you'll get horses that can race lazily behind the bridle and they will only do the required amount. They're the ones for me that I've got more of a chance of progressing through the ranks and training on. Whereas Pinatubo, he's all action, isn't he? He doesn't do anything by half. I mean, like I said, some of them winning distances, especially at the Curragh the last day, I mean, it's just amazing. So he's obviously a horse who puts a lot into his work. So whether that catches up with him and leaves its mark next year, only time will tell. It's everybody's guess, really. But I think the varying horse here is interesting. Mullathom, that was a real decent effort when he got the better of Wichita at Doncaster. They've obviously had this race in mind, and he's no back number, 7-1. He's reasonably priced, but he's got to come forward massively if he's going to get anywhere near Pinatubo, because as I've said, there's absolutely so far no chinks in his armour whatsoever, so it's impossible to be against him.
He's a 3-1 on favourite for the Dewhurst Stakes at 3:30 at Newmarket on Saturday, live on William Hill Racing Radio. And now let's turn our attention to what's happening on Wednesday, Paddy. As usual on the podcast, you've picked up two selections for us. So where does the first one run?
Well, in the evening's action, I have gone in the 7:55, and I've gone for a horse whose trainer has got a real good strike rate at the track in Heather Main.
This is at Newcastle, should I say?
Yeah, Newcastle. Does really, really well. And Keswick in the 7:55. Dave Egan is on board. This horse has done mainly much better on the all weather than what he has done on grass. He's 0-5 on grass, whereas on the all weather his strike rate is far better. He's 3-9. I do think that he has had some wind issues, but Connections have tinkered about with that a little bit, and that was much better, his reappearance run at Goodwood last time, where he showed much more. This will be his second run back, and he is back on his preferred surface. David Egan is on board, and off a mark of 80, I think this horse is just maybe, he looks to me like he's about to get things back on track. And the fact that Heather Mayne has got such a good strike rate at the track, she obviously knows the type of horse it takes to win up there, because it is a very difficult track, you know, for jockeys to ride. Not every horse handles Newcastle, and especially on the round course in particular, albeit this is the straight mile, still it doesn't matter. It really is a very deceiving track, because to the eye, unless you stand down the track and look up it, you really don't know how stiff Newcastle is. So, but David Egan, he's another guy who's had plenty of rides up there as well, so I'd have no bother there. So Keswick for me in the 7.55 from stall 5 for Heather Mayne to maintain that good strike rate at Newcastle.
Okay, that's at Newcastle in the evening. What about the other selection then?
I should have actually started with my afternoon selection, but it is at Nottingham in the 4 o'clock. Now, listeners would have to be very wary that conditions at Nottingham tomorrow will not be for the faint-hearted. I mean, they're giving it straight heavy as it is now, and I can tell you from experience that Nottingham heavy is about as heavy as it gets on the flat. It really is hard work, and you've got such a long straight there. If they get racing by any way too early, it's a long, long way home. But nevertheless, my selection is going to be for a filly in form for the John Quinn team in My Ukulele. She's had an incredible good year, 50% win strike rate so far, and although they are going back at her quite quickly, finished second the last day. Sean Davis, excellent apprentice, is on board, taking three off this filly, and like I say, she is going to be getting some weight from her elders also, being a three-year-old, but she's thriving just now, and from stall three, I'm hoping that she can handle conditions and get herself back in the winner's enclosure tomorrow and continue her already fantastic season.
My Ukulele for John Quinn and Sean Davis in the 4 o'clock at Nottingham. Then you can hear that race and the rest of the day's action on William Hill Racing Radio. Early start, don't forget, at 12:05 p.m. for that early meeting from Ludlow. Then throughout the rest of the day and the evening, join us then. Listen online or via the William Hill app. Join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. And Paddy, thanks for being with me today.
No problem. Thanks, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.